If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Last session, we started a series of discussions regarding some of the jurisprudential laws related to the will or the testament, according to fatwas issued by Shahid Ayatollah Khamenei or martyred Ayatollah Khamenei. Let me ask you this question. A person instructed in his will that some of his property or properties should be spared to pay for religious Jews, such as khums, zakat, kafara, as well as the rituals like missed prayers, fasts, and hajj. This was witnessed by a number of trustworthy people, including one of the man's sons. However, some of the inheritors did not agree to this arrangement, demanding the distribution of the entire estate among themselves, among the inheritors, right, or the heirs.
Yes.
What should be done here?
Well, just like I said in one of the previous episodes, and one of my answers to the previous questions, of course, I said that if the will is proven or admitted by the inheritors,
yes,
they cannot demand inclusion of the earmarked property in the estate, saying that, okay, this is part of the inheritance, we should divide it among ourselves. No, they cannot do it. And of course, the provision is there, that condition is there, that the will must not exceed 1/3 of the estate and 1/3 of the asset. They must spend it and use the property and the estate exactly as directed by the deceased person. And separately, if it is established that the deceased owed debts or religious dues, even if it's not mentioned in the will, those obligations must be paid from the entire estate first before inheritance is distributed.
Mm.
Yeah, because it is the deceased person's debts. So his debts must be paid before the inheritance is distributed among the heirs.
Mm-hmm. Well, a person directed in his will that his arable land should be used for repair work at the masjid or mosque. However, his inheritors sold the property.
Mm-hmm.
Is the will still valid? And do the inheritors have the right to do so, actually? I mean, to have sold the property?
Good. Well, indeed, if the will intended the sale of the land itself to fund masjid repairs and its value is within 1/3 of the estate, selling it is permissible and valid. Selling the land is permissible and valid. But if the testator, the deceased person, intended the profits or yield of the land to be used, then, of course, the inheritors had no right to sell it. And doing so would be invalid. Mm-hmm. It would be in contravention with the will and with the instructions that are given in the will.
I see. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad Hossein's program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We have been talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to will or the testament, according to fatwas issued by Shahid Ayatollah Khamenei or martyred Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javed, a man dies leaving his wife and three children behind, one son and two daughters. How is the property going to be distributed? My first question. And the second, how is the arrangement or what is the arrangement?
Okay, good. Well, generally speaking, if a man dies and he is survived by his wife and his children, then the wife gets 1/8 of the movable property. When I speak about the movable property, I mean the property which can be, can be properties including like cars, like the building itself, the building itself.
Yes.
But not the land. The land is not considered to be movable. Yes. So she receives 1/8 of the property of the asset, not the land. Then when it comes to the children, depending on the number of the children, that property is divided in such a way that the male child receives double the share of the female child. Now, in the example you provided, the deceased person has one son and two children.
Mm-hmm.
So the property is divided into four parts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Two parts go to the son, and one part goes to each of the female child.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the arrangement.
I see. A person instructed in his will that a plot of land among his property should be served to pay for hiring someone to perform prayer and fast, which he missed, for example, during his lifetime, and in other charitable causes. Is it permissible to sell this land, or should it be deemed an endowment?
Right. Unless there is clear evidence that the testator intended the land to remain intact and only its income be used as a waqf, the land is not automatically an endowment. Yes. Therefore, it may be sold and the proceeds spent as directed. The proceeds may be spent as directed, in fact, provided that it does not exceed 1/3 of the state.
Mm-hmm.
1/3 of the state.
Yes, I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javed, for that. Let's take a short break, and then we're going to come back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad Hossein's program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to will or the testament, according to fatwas issued by Shahid Ayatollah Khamenei or martyred Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javed, is it permissible for anyone or for someone to set aside 1/3 of his estate or deposit the same with another person to be spent in his cause after his death?
Right. Well, as long as one is alive and healthy, of course, he has every right. He has the right of disposal. He has the right of discretion over his property, and he can sell it. He can make a will, or he can gift his property to anyone he wishes to gift. Now, if he wants to gift all his assets to his wife while he is healthy, right? So he can do so. If he wants to give half of his property to one of his children, he can do so because he has the right to do so. The property is his, the asset is his, and he has the right to gift whatever he wants to gift to anyone he wishes. Now, it is quite permissible for someone to set aside or deposit one third of his asset, his estate, during his lifetime for any charitable causes, for any charitable purposes, of course, provided that the remaining estate is sufficient to fulfill the inheritor's lawful shares, i.e. at least double that amount. I mean that it should not exceed one third. Okay, at least double that share must remain to be distributed among the heirs. Yes. So if it does not exceed one third of the asset, leaving a will and putting aside one third in his lifetime is quite permissible.
I see. Well, another question would be, a person asked his father as a provision in the will to hire someone to perform prayer and fasting for him. Now that the person has disappeared, is it obligatory on his father to execute this?
Right. Well, if the death of the testator has not been proven in a Shari manner, and there is no evidence whatsoever that he has actually died, the will cannot be executed. Hiring someone to perform prayers or fasting on his behalf is not valid unless death is established or certainty is attained. You know?
Yes.
You don't know whether someone has died or not died, so you can offer prayers on his behalf or to perform the qadha of his prayer. Mm-hmm. So his death has not been ascertained.
Yes.
His death is not established. So you cannot offer prayers for him on his behalf unless you are 100% sure that he has died.
I see. As the last question, Sheikh, let me ask you this question. My father, somebody asked, has directed in his will that a masjid should be built on one third of his land. Since there are already two mosques or masjids adjacent to that land, and because of the pressing need for school buildings, is it permissible to build a school on the land instead of a mosque?
Right. Well, based on what I understand from the fatwa of His Eminence, al-Shaheed, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali al-Khamenei,
yes,
may Allah bless his soul, of course, one must not act contrary to the explicit wording of the will, right? And replacing the masjid with a school is not permissible, okay? Because that will was made to the effect that there should be a mosque should be built. Probably the testator might have learned something, he might have in his mind, okay, it could be a bigger mosque, it could be a more convenient one. So the will must be acted upon, even if there are two other mosques in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is known indeed that the deceased's intention was simply the construction of a mosque,
mm-hmm,
not necessarily on that land, then selling the land and building a masjid elsewhere is permissible.
Mm-hmm. I see. Thank you very much, Javed, and thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to deal with some of the jurisprudential laws related to the will or testament based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
جميل وهاب لطيف تواب تكن سميعا بصيرا لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الأبطال.